Turn up the volume and grab your notebook. It's time to live life consciously. Welcome to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey, your host, and a parent just like you. I'm here to share from my own experiences as a parent and educator to help you better understand the why behind your child's behavior and to provide you with tools to end all of the exhausting and unproductive power struggles. So feel proud you took the first step by tuning into this podcast. I hope this approach to parenting changes your life the way it changed mine. Welcome back to Conscious Not Crazy. I'm Corey, your host, and I am so excited to be back. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of nasally tonight. I have a cold, a little bit of congestion or allergies or something going on. But there's been something on my mind, something very specific that I wanted to share with you guys, because I'm sure you will be able to relate to what I'm talking about. And what I want to talk about today is the bully, or the term the bully, because I really think it has become an overused term. I think there's a lot of kids out there that are missing skills. And I think we've conditioned our kids to call them bullies. I've heard a lot of parents call them bullies, or there's just that mean kid or that bad kid. I've taught this Conscious Not Crazy parenting class for over a decade, and I've had parents come into my class and they'll say, well, there's just this kid, he's just bad. And I'm like, well, wait a second. He's just a kid. He's missing skills. What's going on in his life? Maybe he has a parent dying of cancer. Maybe he has a rough home life. Maybe his parents are going through a divorce. We just never know someone's full story. Maybe he's been abused. There's always a why behind any behavior with a child. Really, there's a why behind every person's behavior. And behaviors are just a symptom of what is going on with the child or the person. So I just want to make you guys aware of that. I'm going to share a story or a situation that happened with my son. And I think this will be hopefully helpful. So if your child comes home, maybe you'll have a different approach in supporting them and navigating these social situations. So when my son was in eighth grade, there was a kiddo that sat behind him in class. It wasn't a good friend. And he was like poking him in the back. And it was annoying my son. And I think he turned around and said something to him like, stop, or, you know, don't do that. And maybe shoved him, like not shoved him, but like pushed him off of him because he was frustrated. And my son got in trouble because that behavior became disruptive to the class, whereas the kid quietly poking him wasn't disruptive, right? And I think this went on for a period of maybe a week. And then my son was annoyed. So what does my son do when he's annoyed? You know, again, he lacks skills too. They're learning, growing, and developing. We don't want to judge that behavior. We want to coach them on a better way to deal with it because we can't control what other people do. We can't control what other people say. We can only control how we respond to it. So that's what I want to teach my kids, to have their own composure and to respond in an appropriate way. So my son was not doing that. And he was walking on the kid's heels, right? Like to be annoying to him throughout the school day. And then the kid goes home and he tells his parents that there's this kid bullying him at school because now my son's stepping on his heels. So the mom immediately calls the school and complains about my son. And so he gets called to the office and I guess they talked to him and he didn't share the full story, right? He didn't tell him what was happening before, because the nature of the environment in this particular situation was not conducive to working the problem out between the kids. It was a little bit more of that shame, blame, traditional discipline type environment. So my son comes home from school kind of like, well, I got in trouble, and he's a justice kid. So like, he's like, that's not right. This kid was bugging me and I did that back to him, which now he's guilty, right? Because he was being annoying back. So here's how I handled it. I said, okay, so tell me, you were walking on his heels. What happened before that? There's always a what happened before. He's like, well, he was poking at me in class and calling me names. And so I want to understand the why behind this child's behavior. I'm not immediately judging this child. all kids are good. Kids are good. They just lack skills. They're learning. We don't know their full story. We don't know what they've been through. So I said, does he have a lot of friends? And he's like, well, no, not. I go, okay. So do you think he just wants to interact with you and your friends, but he doesn't know how? And he's like, maybe. And I'm like, okay, that's what it sounds like. He lacks, this child, this other eighth grader, lacks the skills to engage with my son. So instead of appropriately trying to talk to him or strike up a conversation, whatever eighth graders do, he's poking them in the back. Because the bottom line is people crave connection. Every human being craves connection and interaction and attention. So we want to be noticed, right? So whether that attention is positive or negative, kids don't care. And a lot of times grownups don't care either. Even though my son's reaction was negative, he was still getting attention. Here's the problem. Because the mom immediately just called the school and complained about my son, right? And didn't dive in to a little bit more of the story with her own child to get the bigger picture of the full scope of what was going on, why he was walking on his heels, that he was poking him in his back in the classroom first, that he kind of instigated the behavior. Because she didn't do that, she didn't have the full story. So now my son's getting blamed and there's more to the story. And this is a child that wants to interact and engage, but doesn't have the skill. Do you think by doing that for your child, that is going to help foster and nurture his ability to interact in an appropriate way and make friends? Or is that going to isolate the child more? Because now my son, because I'm not calling the school, explaining the whole story, I'm just going to coach my child on how to handle it. I said, you have two options. I said, if he's poking you on the back, turn around and say, stop really loud to draw attention to his behavior that's not appropriate. Just turn around and say, stop, hands off, which is what we tell little kids in preschool. We teach them to say, hands off. You have a right to tell somebody whether they can touch your body. And that is a skill that all kids should have. And hands off is a great term. It doesn't matter if they're 2, they're 10, they're 14 or 16. Doesn't matter. It's an excellent skill to have and the confidence to say it. A child should never feel like they can't say that. I told my son to do that. I said, or you can just stay away from him. I go, you just got to stay away from him. So now there's this poor kid that doesn't have skills, doesn't know how to get engaged properly or appropriately and interact with these kids that he really wants to kind of get to know and be friends with. Because I don't have control over the environment and how the teachers and the educators handle this situation, I've just got to coach my son on how to handle it because that's real world stuff. So I'm telling him to say, stop, hands off, or I'm telling him just to not engage and stay away from the child. So that's actually isolating the child more. So I encourage you, if your child comes home and tells you this kid's bullying him or picking on him, say, well, tell me more about that. Does he have a lot of friends? Is this somebody you're friends with? Do you talk to him? Do you want to be friends with them? Get more information with little kids often, because a lot of times the behavior that happens last is what's witnessed and what is punished in a traditional setting. With little kids, when things happen, like, so you walk over to a situation, you see two kids crying and a bunch of blocks knocked over. You don't know what's happened. Oh, I see something happen. Could you tell? And I usually put my hands on both the kids. I'm like, tell me about that. I notice your face and I'm trying to figure out who knocked over what. I'm like, I notice you look really sad and I notice you look kind of scared. So I'm kind of assuming the scared one. Like, did you want to play with the blocks and accidentally knock them over? And they're like, yeah. Oh, what do you notice? Yeah, he's really sad. Are you feeling sad because your tower you worked really hard on got knocked over? But do you see how different that is when I'm not jumping in and judging? Because again, we've talked about this before. When I ask children questions, when I ask a person a question and they're in that emotional state, they have two places they can go in their brain. They can go to the survival state, fight or flight. And that's when the kid that maybe knocked them over is going to take off running the other direction, or they're both going to start crying and have meltdowns and there's no conversation. There's no opportunity to teach the missing skill. Whereas when I ask the child a question, it takes them out of the emotional state, brings them to the cognitive processing centers. So now we can have a conversation and we can teach them the missing skill. But the what happened before, so tell me what happened before. What happened before? There's always more to the story. The story goes beyond that. But this term bully, I would just be careful with it. Bullying is a real thing. And I encourage you, there's a video that Becky Bailey has out there. It's a conscious discipline video, and it's called How to Make a Bully from Scratch. It's a great video on what bullying actually is. But a kid that's just knocking something over or poking a kid or walking out there, those are just minor little behaviors that are totally developmentally appropriate. It's just very clear that they're missing the skills or the ability to articulate their feelings, or they're having feelings and they don't understand them. They don't know how to put it into words, or they are feeling left out, or they're feeling frustrated, or maybe there's something bigger going on in their life. We just never know. But if we go in and judge it, or we just believe everything our kid tells us, I'm sorry, when my kids come home, I have lots of questions. You've always got to pull the information out of them. Like tonight, my son came home. He's my handful. I love him to death. He's going to be something. He came home tonight. He's like, Dad's mad at me. And I'm like, okay. And he was saying it like, Dad's crazy for being mad at him, right? And I'm like, well, tell me about that. I mean, literally, that's what I said. So why? Well, he was picking me up at school, but I went home with his other friends. And I'm like, oh, he's like, but I let him know. And I'm like, well, wait, what time did you? Because he texted me and he texted me at like 5:55. We pick him up at 6. And I said, you texted me at 5:55. And he kind of, you know, he's backpedaling. He's like, well, I called, but I was already in the car. I'm like, okay, so you got in the car before you had permission to go home with him. I would be mad too. I go, that's disrespectful, because your dad spent 20 minutes of his time coming to get you. I would be frustrated too. So then he was mad because he couldn't stay at his friend's house. He wanted to have a sleepover. He had big plans, right? Well, none of that happened, because that was the consequence of him making an impulsive choice. Now, is that the end of the world? No, it's a teaching moment. I tell him all the time, I said, here's the deal. You're going to make mistakes. I anticipate that. I expect it. You're going to make mistakes. The most important thing in life is that we learn from them and that we don't repeat the same mistakes over and over. The most important thing is that we learn from those mistakes, because you're going to make more. I'm an adult and I still make mistakes, and we don't want to focus on the mistake. Often he'll be like, well, but I wish I wouldn't have done that. And I'm like, yep, but it's already done. So think about what you can do to fix it. Think about what you can do different next time. Focusing on the problem that's in the past, that's already happened, does not serve you. So that is another thing to tell our kids. But I encourage you, be careful when you call the kid in the class that maybe has some challenges articulating his feelings or her feelings or his or her emotions. Maybe they are poking the other kids. What really needs to happen is we need to teach our kids empathy. We need to teach our kids how to navigate that. Like if a kid's bothering them, you have a right to keep your body safe. You can move away. You can say stop to draw attention to their behavior. But we can't control the world around us. We can only control how we respond to it. So we want to teach our kids and give them some skills and tools on how to respond in situations like this. And we want to be careful not to use that word bully or overuse it, because most kids aren't bullies. There is bullying. That is a real thing. In the general sense of most of this stuff, when I was a kid, the word bully didn't exist and kids were picked on all the time. It's just part of adolescence. It's just part of childhood. And we want to coach them. We want to teach them empathy. We want to ask them, like I heard one of my kids, I heard them saying something. So I have conversations with girls. It's often if there's three girls and one gets left out, and now they can see each other on this Snapchat app. Well, you'll hear them say, well, they're being a bully to me because they're leaving them out. No, that's not a bully. That's just, we're trying to understand how to navigate these social circumstances. So when things like that happen, I don't try to control them either. I ask my kids, I'm like, well, I notice they're upset or maybe sad because they're feeling left out. How would you feel if you're left out? And honestly, I want my kid to be left out at some point so they experience the feeling. Because when we experience the feeling of making a mistake when we experience the feeling of being left out, that is what teaches us. So we don't make the same mistake, or maybe next time we don't leave that person out if we care about them. I want them, when they're under my roof and in my home, to have these experiences and to make these mistakes and to say hurtful things and to hurt other people's feelings and to have their feelings hurt. I want all that to happen here because I want to coach them through it. Because if they never have an opportunity, I save them from everything and I coddle them and I basically make them the victim. I am not serving my child because the world is not going to be that nice. I need to teach them the skills and the tools, and I need to teach them how to advocate for themselves and how to respond and how to be composed and appropriate responses in circumstances and situations like that. But be careful. Kids in general are not bullies. Kids lack skills. They're missing skills. We want to teach our kids that. And that's what I say. My kids will be like, well, they're just missing skills. My kids literally say that now because they've heard it since they were 2 and 4. I'll say, well, why do you think they were saying that? Like if somebody says something hurtful to them, well, they don't feel good about who they are. Yep. Hurt people, healed people, heal people. Just remember that. So we want to teach our kids how to be whole and healed, and then they will be able to help other people heal. Because it's when we don't feel good about who we are that we take it out on other people. Thanks, you guys. It was so great. So remember, when your kid comes home, I encourage you, dive in, ask questions. Let's steer clear of that bully term, unless it's some serious bullying. If it's just poking and stepping on, that is not bullying. Bullying is very different. And I encourage you, I'll put the link to how to make a bully from scratch in my show notes, because it is a great video. Yeah, Becky Bailey. It's a conscious discipline video. It's great. So I will share that resource with you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to Conscious Not Crazy. I hope you're finding comfort in knowing you are not alone. Parenting is hard and the struggle is real. I am forever grateful for this amazing community of like-minded parents striving to simply do better than yesterday. Until next time, keep on living life consciously. I can't wait to connect with you again soon. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and visit my website, consciousnotcrazy.com. All the details can be found in the show notes. Now go get back to the never-ending, exhausting, and yet most fulfilling job you'll ever do.